Almost every year around this time in Kansas City, a musical phenomenon rises up at area bars. The Haunted Creepies claim to be a 400-year-old band from Transylvania. Against my better judgment, I sat down with one of these undead musicians, not to be mistaken with the zombies.
Well, zombie is a corpse that has come back to life and is fairly robotic, almost an automaton, if you will, with only one thing to do, which is eat brains. Well, now, I'm not necessarily going to turn down a good, slice of brain, but no, I am not an automaton. I am the Haunted Creepy from Transylvania.
But you have no head.
This is true. Yet, something holds the shape of my hood. It's one of those things your mortal mind could not possibly comprehend.
The lead singer of the Haunted Creepies wears a purple robe and a hood with a black netting that covers what seems like a face. He won't reveal his identity, but he does tell me his name.
I am he who bought the farm.
When did you buy the farm?
In the early 1600s, unfortunately. It was a grisly affair.
His bandmates?
Vladimir Hambone, Sausage Von Devil Horse, and of course, Gorlock Wormwood. Mama don't allow no skiffle haunt around here. Mama don't allow no skiffle haunting around here. Well, I don't care what mama don't allow, gonna haunt that skiffle in the old hall. Mama don't allow no skiffle haunt around here.
Since they've been performing for hundreds of years, he who bought the farm says the Haunted Creepies have a repertoire too vast to get into here. But like any good band leader, he knows how to answer the genre question.
Generally, we consider it to be high-energy rock and roll from beyond the grave. Although we have ventured into some side genres, a bit of country with Phantom 309, perhaps the occasional taste of what you mortals call jazz music, when we do Artie Shaw's Nightmare. But primarily, we keep it at the 145. Rock and roll, good times. Dig it, baby.
Grafted from the DNA of the common tomato and the DNA of the North American Sasquatch, which your mortal science so amusingly denies.
How did you surface in Kansas City, of all places?
There are some things that your mortal mind cannot possibly comprehend, and this is one of them.
Did you go into a sort of period of repose and then come back in the mid-90s in Kansas City? Or have you just been throughout playing since the 1600s?
I see you have done your homework. You see, the mid-90s is roughly the period where the recurrence of the Kansas City appearances began. Prior to that, we had been playing all around the world.
The first report we can uncover of a local Haunted Creepies appearance dates back to 1995. They often crop up around Halloween or on Friday the 13th at the Brick, Davies, Uptown Ramblers, or the Riot Room. But they've been known to perform as far away as Staffelstein, Germany in recent years. There seems to be some kind of connection between the Haunted Creepies and the human bands Cretan 66, the Buddy Lush phenomenon, and Plaid Iris. But he who bought the farm flatly dismisses these connections as ludicrous rumors. Is there any time that people can look forward to hearing you in the Kansas City area again?
There is no set time necessarily, but I will warn you that there is a Friday the 13th in December.
Well, he, can I call you he?
Well, may I call you Sylvia?
Sure. He, thank you so much for joining us on KC Current.
Thank you for having me, Sylvia.
Wow!